弟兄姐妹，你们好。
Greetings to my brothers and sisters.
没想到这里的风雨跟香港的台风都一样厉害。
I did not expect the weather here to act like if we're having a typhoon in Hong Kong.
而且完全没有警告就来了啊！一下子就来。
Any warning, it just came right away.
不过很好，凉快很多。
But that makes it much cooler.
没想到这么快就到了这个夏令会最后的一个晚上。
And also, we came quickly upon the end of the last, beginning of the last night.
在这里大部分我是第一次看见你。
About you, I'm seeing for only the first time.
但是我相信以后还有机会再见。
But I believe we will see each other again in the future.
If not here, up there.
如果不是在这里的话，就是在天上。
Maybe I should speak in English.反正我都是中英掺在里头。
I will speak mixed Chinese and English.
这次大会的主题呢，就是时代的挑战，时代的需要和挑战。
The great theme is the need of the great age and the challenge.
时代是有时间、空间的限制的。
And the great age is limited by time and space.
这一代的需要不一定是等于另外一个时代的需要。
And what is required, what is needed in this age, not necessarily so for another age.
但是讲布道会呢，就不是单单讲时代的需要那么简单。
But to have an evangelist meeting is not simply to cater to the needs of this particular age.
布道会就是讲一些超时代的需要。
To have an evangelist meeting is to talk about needs that exceeds this particular age.
就是讲人的一些基本的需要。
As to talk about humans' basic needs.
那今天早上沈牧师就讲了其中的一个 security 安全感。
This morning, Pastor Chen talked to us about one basic need, security.
那么其实人有很多不同的基本需要。
But actually, human beings have a lot of different needs.
那身体上的我不讲。
I won't talk about the physical needs.
但是跟生命有关系的都有好几个。
But there are quite a few that's related to your life.
那么心理学家通常是讲两个。
But a psychiatrist talks about two mainly.
一个就是今天早上讲的 security, 安全感。
One is talk this morning, security.
那另外一个是差不多每一个心理学家不理他是哪一个学派都讲的。
And one that is catered to by most psychiatrists, they all talk about this.
就是爱与被爱的需要。
And that is the need to love and to be loved.
那么讲到爱与被爱跟 security 跟安全感，那你说在哪里可以找到这里这些东西呢？
When you talk about love and security, then I ask, where can you find these?
题目是时代的需要。
The theme is the need of the age.
还有一个就是挑战。
And the other is challenge.
我今天晚上给你一个挑战。
I wish to challenge you tonight.
在哪里可以找到这些 basic needs 可以满足你？
Where can you find all these needs that can satisfy you?
And let me present to you the challenge to come home.
所以让我现在给各位一个挑战，就是回到你的家里来。
好。He confuses me. challenge to come home.
一个回到家里来的挑战。
那家到底是什么意思呢？
So what is home?
起码有三个角度想家。
From three different angles, we can examine what a home is.
第一就是我们生下来的家庭的那个家。
The first is where you were born, your family.
第二就是我们家乡的那个家。
Secondly is your hometown.
第三个家就是我相信有一天我一定看见你的那个天家的家。
The third is one that I hope to see one day that I know I will see, and that is my home in heaven.
那我就问你一个问题啊。
So I want to ask you a question.
有多少在今天晚上，你的家是在美国的？请你举手。
How many of you reside in
America? 你家庭的家。
Your family reside in America.
请你举手。
Raise your hands.
大概一半。
About half.
那么有哪些你家乡是在美国的？
Now where, how many of you have your hometown in America?
你举手。
Raise your hand.
好，那些是在这边出生的，对不对？哈。
Those were born here, okay. Right?
所以你感觉这里是你的家乡。
So you thought that this is your hometown.
好，我告诉你，
I tell you,
家是一个很奇怪的东西。
That home is a very strange thing.
你在家的时候，你不感觉家的可爱的。
When you're at home, perhaps you don't think that your home is very lovely.
通常是你离开了家之后，你才感觉到那个家的可爱。
Usually, it is only when after you left home, then you feel like you have a love for your home.
起码我是这样。
At least I'm that way.
其实不是我的父母不爱我。
It's not that my father or my mother doesn't love me.
但是不知道为了什么。
But I don't know why.
我就是感觉在家里头很多束缚。
I just feel like I'm very encumbered when I'm at home.
没有我想要的自由。
I don't have that freedom that I want.
所以我第一次离开家的时候，我很兴奋。
So I was very excited the first time I left home.
我不知道你的感觉怎么样。
I don't know how you feel.
我不知道我的儿子感觉怎么样。
I don't know how my son feels.
我今天这片道很难讲，因为我的儿子在这里。
It is very difficult for me to speak today because my son is here.
所以我在对他讲啊，就今天晚上讲的道不是讲你的，是讲我。
So I told him that I'm not talking to you today, but I'm talking to me.
我还记得我离开家的那天。
I still remember the day that I left home.
啊，太高兴。
I was so happy.
我自己感觉一直从小长大。
I felt that as I was growing up from small until I'm big,
因为我母亲太爱我，
because my mom always loved me.
一直到中学，我忘记几年级，她还是要送我上学。
And when I'm going to middle school, she's still walking me to school.
I feel so bad.
I feel so bad.
她忘记国语。我就是感觉，嘿，就很没有自由那个感觉。
I thought that I didn't have any freedom.
所以我说我有一天我离开我的家。
So I thought one day I'm going to leave home.
Beautiful, 最好。
And that is going to be very great.
没想到。
But I didn't know.
我那个时间到加拿大念书呢。
Then I went to study in Canada.
是坐船到加拿大。
Then I took a boat to go to Canada.
所以是很久很久的时间。
So it was a long passage.
我还记得那个船叫President Clifton.
I still remember the boat was called President Clifton.
你们，我看你们很多人不是坐船的，没有很少坐船过来的。
I see that probably none of you have ever been on a boat before.
坐船离开的时候很奇怪的。
It is very strange to depart if you're on a boat.
我当时还是很兴奋。
I was still excited.
我们在船上的人
those who were on the boat
就拿着一些咒纸，一些纸。
We had a lot of
what kind of paper do you call it?
Streamers.
Okay. 我就站在船的船边里头。
I was standing on the side of the boat.
我的家人很多朋友在下面。
And all my family and friends, they were seeing me.
我就把那个纸一丢丢下去。
And then I threw away the streamers at them.
啊，他们也马上拿走。
And then they got it.
很高兴。
They were all excited.
然后呢，船就开。
And then the boat departed.
当然一直放。
And they start casting away.
放到一个地步。
And to one point.
那个纸越来越紧。
So then the streamer got tighter and tighter.
然后。
And then.
怎么样？
What happened?
断。
It broke.
一断。
As soon as it broke.
我的眼泪就下来。
My tears started to flow.
原来不是那么过瘾的。
Maybe it isn't that great.
奇怪。
Very strange.
奇怪
Very strange.
我在家里的时候
When I was at home,
我常常咒诅我的家太小
I always cursed how small my house was.
住一个小小的房间
I lived in a very small room.
双层的床
In a bunk bed.
常常bump我的 head.
I bump my head all the time.
所以我说我有一天
So I thought one day,
我住一个很大很大的房间
I would live in this great, great room.
我到加拿大
And then I went to Canada.
Winnipeg. 去看房子
I want to see the houses.
我要住一个很大的房。
I want to live in a very, very big house.
果然造一个很大的房间。
And they get a very big room.
那天晚上就回去。
And then that night I went home.
第一个晚上。
The first night.
推着那么大的房间。
All of a sudden I thought how big the room is.
又哭了。
Then I cried again.
真麻烦。
It's very troublesome.
突然之间你感觉有一些东西没有了。
All of a sudden, I felt I'm missing something.
那所以家就是这么奇怪。
So home is very strange.
家乡也是这样。
And your hometown as well.
你在自己的家乡的时候
，When you're in your hometown,
就感觉周围的人很土。
You feel that all the people around you are idiots.
我一定有一天出去闯一闯。
That you will always try to leave them behind one day.
看外面的世界。
To see what's out there.
但是奇怪。
But strangely,
当你再回去的时候。
When you return to your hometown.
我昨天告诉你，我出生的地方是昆明。
I was born in 昆明。
然后离开中国大陆。
And then I left China mainland.
30年没有回去。
30 years I didn't go back.
30年之后我回去。
Then I went back after 30 years.
一踏上这个中国的地图。
As soon as I stepped on the land.
就哭了。
I cried.
我上到长城。
And then I went to the Great Wall.
啊，忽然之间我感觉。
All of a sudden I felt.
I'm a Chinese.
I'm a Chinese.
I'm so proud to be a Chinese.
我感觉到非常的骄傲。
那么然后。
And then.
我回到昆明。
I went back to 昆明。
当然我昨天告诉你。
But yesterday I told you
那个房子破得不像样
that the house was very dilapidated
没有厕所
they didn't have any baths,
没有洗澡的房间
no place to take a bath
但是很奇怪
but strange
我回到哪里
when I went back
I feel I'm home
我感觉到我回到家乡了
是我自己的人
because it is my own
我知道他们爱我 they love me
I know that they love me
就是那么爱我
because they do
坐在哪里
As I sat there,
30多年没有见面
I haven't seen them for 30 more years.
但是一碰面
But as soon as we were together,
就有一种讲不出的感受
We had an unspeakable feeling.
那就是家
Because that is home.
但是很可惜
But regrettably,
今天中国人
Today's Chinese,
很多是有家归不得
A lot of times we can't return to our hometown.
圣经偏偏喜欢用家来表达我们的信仰。
The Bible a lot of times expresses our faith.
很多人以为我们的信仰只是一些理性的问题。
A lot of times you think of our belief as something intellectual.
其实理性的问题不难解决。
But it is not very hard to solve.
我起初我的找这个信仰是从理性进去的。
When I first started looking for my faith, it is from the intellectual point.
我看圣经。
I start reading the Bible.
我看旧约里头的预言。
I start looking at the prophecies of the Old Testament.
I shook. 我震。
I shook.
单单在旧约里头，大概有60处讲到将来要发生的事。
There are at least 60 or so places in the Old Testament of prophecies.
很多很准确的。
Some come to pass very accurately.
有些是几百年之后发生的事。
Some pass and fulfill 100 years.
比方
，for example，
单单是以赛亚书。
Alone in the book of Isaiah.
关于主耶稣的事已经超过40处。
There are over 40 things concerning the Lord Jesus.
怎么样生？
How he was going to
怎么样死
How he was going to die.
全部都对了
All were correct.
有一个人算过
One person has counted
要是圣经里头的预言有48个
If there are 48 prophecies in the Bible
都真是准确的中的话
If they're all correctly fulfilled
那个可能性在哪里呢
Now what is the probability of that?
10 to the power 157
10 to the power of
557 我不知道怎么样叫那个数目啊
I don't know how to express that number.
那个数目之一分之一的可能性可以中。
So the probability is only one over that big large number, that probability.
但是这本圣经
But this Bible
就是这样记载下来
recorded all of them.
后面的人解释是怎么样解释呢
So how do people try to explain it?
就说这本书一定是后来写上去的
They said they must be written afterwards.
一定是这些事情发生之前之后才写上去
After the things has already occurred.
没可能
No, impossible.
近代很多 archaeological findings
There,
考古的发现
There are a lot of archaeological findings right now.
其中最出名的是死海古卷
And one that's very famous for Dead Sea Scrolls.
找出来
They found it.
最完整的一卷书就是以赛亚书
The most complete book they found is the book of Isaiah.
死海古卷大概是公元前200年的一个古卷
And these things are written about 200 years BC.
他们一拿出来
As soon as they took them.
一看
As soon as they read them.
奇怪
Strangely enough.
跟我们现在手拿的那个以赛亚书一字不漏
and it can match word for word what we have in the book of Isaiah
一定是主耶稣来之前写的
because it must have been written before
但是全部都应验
but all of them
我告诉你一个
I tell you
比喻你就明白
I tell you one example you
那个意义在哪里
what is the meaning
我叫蔡元元
my name is 蔡元元
我不告诉你哪一年出生
I won't tell you when I was born
假设哈
Suppose
在我出生之前
that before I was born,
已经有一本书
that there is a book.
那么这本书怎么样记载呢？
So how does the book record?
就记载某一年。
Says that a certain year,
在昆明有一个人出生。
In Kunming there will be a person born.
叫什么名字？
And his name.
然后几个月？
And then a couple months.
再到宁波。
The person can go to Ningbo.
到三岁。
And then up to three.
就到香港。
The person will go to Hong Kong.
怎么样念书？
How he will study.
后来念医科。
And then what happens afterwards?
然后到香港。
And then go to Hong Kong.
做医生。
And then he becomes a doctor.
后来不做。
And then he quit.
然后某一年。
And then a certain year.
就死掉。
He died.
要是有六十样这样的东西
if there is something that talks about 60 of these different points
都中都对了
and if all of these came to pass
可能性在哪里
what is the probability
一个可能性就是这本书是我出生之后我找我的好朋友写
one possibility is that this book is written after I was born by my good friends
来证明我不是一个寻常的人
to prove that I'm not an ordinary person
圣经不是这样
but the Bible isn't so
第二
secondly
有人就说主耶稣这个人很有本领。
The book tells us that Jesus is a great person.
他一定拿着旧约。
If you take the Old Testament,
那么然后说下一步要找这要做这个。
And then he would have to look through the Old Testament and say, "This is what I have to do next."
可能吗
？Is that possible?
起码他不会选择在哪里出生。
Then he wouldn't choose where he was going to be born.
圣经记载得很清楚，在旧约里头。
The Bible recorded clearly.
出生之后到埃及去。
That he after he was born, he's going to.
埃及再回去。
And then he's going to return.
什么时候出去
？Where he's going to.
然后怎么样出去传道
？And then how he's going to.
传道的时候当中讲什么
？And what he's going to speak.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
怎么样死
？How he's going to die.
死后葬在哪里
？And where he's going to be buried.
然后怎么样复活
？And then how he's going to be resurrected.
一二三四五全都中。
Four that all be fulfilled.
很多人就这样解释。
A lot of people try to explain it.
主耶稣聪明
that Jesus was very smart
I think he's dumb
I think he's very dumb
拿到这本书
if you take this book
要钉就是钉
and then he would go to the cross and be crucified
简直没有可能
I don't think that's possible
那所以你从理性的角度来 看这个信仰
so from intellectual if you explore your faith
无论是这本圣经的可信
Whether you look at the probability of the Bible,
主耶稣复活的可信
whether you believe in the believability of the resurrection of Christ,
主耶稣的历史性
and the historical truth of Jesus,
你可以绝对不难找到一些证据
you can find all the evidence that you could possibly need.
但是你单单从这个角度来了解我们的信仰的时候，你就完全错误
But you are totally wrong if you just look at your faith from the single point of view.
因为这个信仰最中心的地方不是讲一个历史的人物
Because the central point of your faith is not a historical figure.
你知道这本书可信
You know that this book is believable.
知道耶稣这个人了不起
You know that Jesus was a great person.
知道这个人的历史性
You know that there was a historical Jesus.
知道他做过很多了不起的事
You know that he has performed many great deeds.
那又怎么样呢
So then what is the key?
还没有抓住这个信仰的中心
Then you still haven't got to the center of the faith
这个信仰的中心还是
Because the center of the faith is
A challenge to come home
就是回到家的挑战
从旧约到新约都是这样
From the Old Testament until the New Testament
旧约神造人
When the Old Testament was
就是造了一个家
And that is to create a home
神跟那个家一起
And God is with this home
然后人离开家
And then men departed from this
home 然后神就差他的仆人来
And then God sent his servant
历代以来只是一个信息
And historically, there's only one message.
Come home.
回家。
我很喜欢旧约的意境。
I like the Old Testament.
我儿将你的心归我。
My son, let your heart be mine.
My son, come home.
My son, come home.
回家，回家。
Come home, come home.
不要再离开。
So that you will not wander somewhere else.
所以你要明白基督教。
So if you want to understand your
faith, 你要抓住这个信仰的中心。
Then you need to grasp the center.
It's a challenge to come home.
And that is a challenge to come home.
所以我今天晚上
So this evening,
我就选择了用一个故事来表达我的信仰。
I want to tell my faith to you with a particular story.
为什么我喜欢用故事呢
Why this particular story?
我发觉故事通常能够表达一些永恒的真理，用很简单的事。
Because the story can sometimes very simply tell a truth that is eternal.
所以我常常喜欢看一些短的故事。
So I like to read stories that are short.
Hemingway, the Old Man and the Sea.
Like Hemingway, Old Man and the Sea.
我很喜欢。
I like it.
很短。
It's very short.
没有什么主角。
didn't have a lot of characters.
一个老人。
One old man.
一个海。
A big sea.
为什么那么好看？
Why was it a good book?
他把人性描写得很透彻。
Because he could really describe the personality.
就是一个人一个海就把人性写出来。
And he expressed that through only one man and one sea.
Tolstoy, 托尔斯泰。
Tolstoy.
他有一个小故事。
He has a little story as well.
Where God is, there is God's love also.
Where God is, there is God's love also.
我看了很感动。
I felt very touched when I read it.
很简单一个小乡村的故事。
It is a very simple story.
就把人性跟神的爱写得很清楚。
But he could describe God's love and human personalities.
不，我今天晚上选了一个故事。
So tonight I picked a story.
比这些 Nobel Prize winner 的故事更伟大。
And it is greater than any story ever penned by Nobel Prize winner.
在全世界的短篇故事当中
Among all the short stories of this world,
很多文学家都感觉这个是最动人的故事。
Many literature people felt that this is the greatest touching story.
很短。
Very short.
很简单。
Very simple.
我要讲两句就讲完。
I only have two sentences to talk to you.
但是把人性写得很透彻。
But it is something that describes the human character.
把我的信仰写得很清楚。
It is something that describes clearly my faith.
好，是哪一个故事？
So where is it?
我看圣经最喜欢看的就有一类故事。
It is among my most liked stories in the Bible.
就是 a father has two sons.
就是 a father has two sons.
因为我有两个儿子。
Because I have two sons.
所以每次看到这些故事，我都坐起来。
And so every time I read the story, I pay a lot of attention.
那圣经好几个故事都是有一个父亲，有两个儿子。
Many stories in the Bible says there's a father with two sons.
这就是其中一个。
And this is one of them.
那这个故事你一定听过。
I'm sure you have heard of the story before.
浪子的故事
The story of the prodigal son
让我用两句讲完这个故事
Let me share with you in two sentences
然后从这个故事当中来看看我的信仰到底意思在哪里
From the story I will share you the central points of my faith
一个父亲两个儿子
One father two sons
小儿子有一天要拿他的家分了他的家产
And one day the younger son wanted his part of the inheritance
父亲给了他
So the father gave it to him
他出去
Then he left
用光了钱
He spent all his money.
才回家。
Then he came home.
父亲欢迎他。
The father welcomed him.
就很高兴。
And they were all very happy.
故事结束。
End of story.
就是这么多。
That is it.
你说这么伟大吗？
So I thought, what's so great about it?
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
我每次看。
Every time I read it.
都发现一些新的东西。
I discover something new.
把人性描写得很好。
It describes the character.
我在这个儿子身上。
On the son,
我找到自己
I found myself.
我在这个父亲身上
On the role of a father,
也找到自己
I found myself.
我在这个父亲身上
On the role of the father,
更找到我的父神
I found my God.
我在这个故事里头
In this story,
我找到我的信仰很重要的一点
A very important point.
那么让我就跟你看看
And let me share it with you.
到底什么是一个家
What is a home?
而且神为什么要用家来表达这个信仰
God would use home to express our faith.
这个小儿子
And the younger son
长大了
He grew up
就有一天去找他的父亲
One day he went to find his father
说我应该得到的家产请你分给我
Give me the portion of your estate that is due to me
这个跟我离开家的时候的感受一样
And that is how I felt when I left home
I want to leave this home
我愿意离开我这个家
我自己感觉我不愿意在这么小的地方把我困住一生
My feeling was I don't want to be bound to some place that is so small
我要自由
I want freedom
而且我自己感觉我要得到其他人的尊重
And then I felt like I'm going to get the respect
在这个家里头
And at home
所有人的注意力都是看着哥哥
Everybody pays attention to my older brother
当然他会讨爸爸的欢心
Because he knows how to please my parents
做那些什么东西我才不做
And then I didn't want I disdained to do the things that he did
你有什么本领
So whatever he did I didn't
让我给你看看
So I want to do my own thing
而且家另外一个感觉
And then the other feeling you have about a home
很闷的地方
It is very stifling
外面才刺激
That the whole world is out there
我那天离开家就是这样
And that day when I left home that's how I felt
但是我现在做了父亲
Now that I'm a father
当然比较多从父亲的角度去看看
I began to look at things from the role of a father
看起来的感受就不一样
So now I have a different feeling
犹太人的规矩是这样的。
The regulations of the Jewish people were such that,
当然儿子长大
when your son grew up,
父亲是分家产。
A father is one that divides the estate.
但是父亲可以选择。
But the father can choose.
是他死后才分家业。
That it is usually after his death is the estate divided.
我说我自己就放在那个父亲的位置。
Sometimes when I take the role of the father,
儿子上来问我。
If the son were to come to me,
要分他的家产
and he demands his share of the estate,
我猜想我的反应是怎么样
I wonder what my reactions would be.
今天早上沈牧师用一句很好
This morning, Pastor Chen shared with us something I like.
我知道我要怎么样回答
I know what, how I'm going to respond.
Over my dead body.
Over my dead body.
真的
True.
爱是什么
What is love?
爱是什么
What is love?
爱真是不容易。爱是给你所爱的人 have a choice, 有选择。
Love is to give the people that you love, to let them have a choice.
而且他的选择可能是刺激你的。
And then to realize that his choice may not
cause 可能跟你的心意不一样。
And it may not be what you're expecting.
但是你就是愿意让他。
But you're still willing to let him have that choice.
而且让他做一些事可能是伤你的心的。
And then to let him have the freedom to do things that may eventually hurt you.
Freedom 是什么
What is freedom?
自由选择。
The freedom of choice.
有时候我自己感觉神对人的爱是我没有办法可以了解。
Sometimes I feel like the love that God have for us is not comprehensible.
神造我们每一个。
God created each of us.
他爱我们每一个。
He loves each of us.
你还没有出生之前
，Before you were born，
他的儿子已经为你死在十字架上。
His son has already died for you on the cross.
但是他还是让你选择。
But he still gives you a choice.
你选择做很多叫他伤心的事。
If you choose to really do a lot of things to hurt him，
他让你。
He still lets you.
你说我要走。
If you want to leave him，
他说 OK。
He says OK.
It's your choice.
It's your choice.
OK。
OK，
你讲很多话很难听。
If you say a lot,
我相信那天那个小儿子离开的时候讲的话不是好听。
I believe that day when that young son left home, he said a lot of hurtful words.
他一定讲很多话。
He probably spoke a lot.
Daddy is not fair.
Daddy is not fair.
Where's my share?
Where's my share?
不公平。
It's not fair.
讲很多不容易听的话。
A lot of words that are hurtful.
弟兄姐妹
，My brothers and sisters.
我们很少从这个角度去了解我们的神。
A lot of times we don't use this particular angle to try to understand our God.
Our God has a broken heart.
Our God has a broken heart.
他的心多少次因为你跟我的选择，心都碎了。
How many times was his heart broken because of your choice?
因为我们选择走的路。
Because of what we choose to do.
他知道不是一条好的路。
Because he knew the path we chose is not good.
他还是让你去。
But he still let us.
还是让你去。
He still let us.
就离开。
And then I left.
那当然离开之后
，But after I left，
寻找快乐
，And then he started looking for happiness。
圣经的描写
，And Bible describes to us，
就是任意放荡
，That he did whatever he wanted，
浪费资产
，That he expended all his funds，
就出去 have a good time，
And then he went and he started to have a good time。
弟兄姐妹
，My brothers and sisters，
各位朋友
，All my friends，
圣经里头常常做一个比对
，The Bible often offers comparisons。
父亲在一面
One side is the father
世界在另外一面
The world on the other side
圣经常常的比较就是这样
That is often a comparison of the Bible
人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里头
If man were to love the world then the love of God is not within him
一定
That is so
对每一个人都有一段的时间是外面这个世界很多吸引我们的地方
That there's a lot of attraction in this world around us
很有挑战
A lot of challenges.
我们感觉我们的需要就在哪里。
We felt that our needs can be met.
我们不讲 basic needs.
We do not say that we're.
不讲基本的需要。
We don't say about.
讲的是 felt need.
We said this is our felt.
我感觉我需要。
This is my felt need.
基督教不是讲 felt need 那么简单。
The Christianity goes beyond.
基督教讲的是 ultimate need.
The Christianity talks.
但是一般人在某一个阶段 ultimate need 最终极的需要听不进去的。
But a lot of times we don't pay attention to our ultimate need.
他就是看见眼前的需要。
Because we see our immediate need.
这个花花世界可以给他的东西太美丽。
We see all the temptations that can be satisfied.
你就以为你要追寻的就是那些东西。
And so you think this is what you want.
你以为你得到那些东西。
Because this is what you think you need to gain.
我从前也是这样。
I was like that.
我以为我拿到那些东西我就满足
了。
奇怪的地方
But the strange thing is,
那些不是 ultimate needs 的地方你当你拿到之后才知道才是空虚的。
All of those things which you thought were ultimate need, only after you gained them, then you discover how empty they are.
这个浪子就是这样。
The soul is the prodigal son.
找到他以为他要的东西。
He found what he thought he needed.
都拿到手的时候。
He got them all.
才发现不是他要。
Then he discovered that wasn't so.
我 Form 3 Form 4已经要进医学院。
When I was in Form 3 and Form 4, I wanted to attend pre-med.
我感觉我进到医学院就什么问题都解决。
I felt that all my question problems would be solved.
我进到里头之后。
And that after I was admitted.
我再看看里头的人。
I see all the people inside.
原来大部分都不开心。
And then I felt the great majority were unhappy.
这些我本来很 respect 的人。
All the people that I used to have respect for.
原来很多看近一点我不可以 respect.
And then when I got closer to them, I felt like I couldn't offer them my respect.
很奇怪。
Strangely enough,
有些我从前，哎，这个很有名的人。
There used to be people that I really famous and admire.
一接近的时候。
When I got close to them,
我知道。
Then I know.
很难。
It was very hard.
好，人就是这样。
People are like that.
整个故事呢
？And the entire story.
最重要有一个字
There is a one important thing.
要是没有这个字
If there isn't this word,
这个故事是不可以存到永远
Then this story will not last forever.
那么这个故事这个字呢我盼望今天晚上
And this word, I hope that this evening,
在我们当中很多的人明白这个字
Among us, a lot of you would try to understand this word.
这个字代表每一个人从一个阶段进到另外的一个阶段。
This word represents how each of us move from one phase into another.
有人说一般人要到四十岁才进到这个阶段。
Some people say that we could only reach this particular level when we're over 40.
有名的心理学家 Carl Jung.
There's a very famous psychiatrist.
他是这样讲。
He was like that.
四十。
40.
就有一个 spiritual awakening.
And then he had the spiritual awakening.
真正知道什么是最重要的。
Then he begins to know what really is the most important.
现在心理学家大部分都是这样讲。
And the majority of the psychiatrists.
人到 midlife.
Only when you get to midlife.
你到 midlife 到中年的时候。
Only when you come to the
midlife. 你就醒过来。
Then you awake.
这里最重要的字就是醒悟过来。
And the most important word here is to be awake.
醒，为什么到 midlife 才醒悟过来？
So why are you usually only awake?
为什么？
Why?
因为你要得的东西。
Because the things that you want.
两个可能。
Two possibilities.
第一，你都得到了。
One, you have already gained them.
得到的时候，你的反应是什么样
？What is reaction when you got it?
Then you say, "So what?"
Then you probably say, "So what?"
第二个可能。
The second possibility.
你想要得都得不到。
You will never get the things that you want.
Then what do you say?
Then what do you say?
I'm done.
I'm done.
两个都开始醒觉。
So then you start having this awakening process.
Carl Jung 是这样讲。
And so that is what the
psychiatrist said. 一般人在四十岁之前
that every one of us before we get 40,
通常不想一些永恒的事。
Usually we will not think about things that are eternal.
我们中国人怎么样讲
？So what do our Chinese people say?
中国人也是差不多。
And we're about the same.
十有五而志于学，三十而立。
That you're only grown when you're over 30.
三十岁
，30,
你可能真正。站那个位置
，and then that is when you start to really have your self worth.
四十而不惑，五十而知天命。
And then when you are 40, you are no longer be confused. When you are 50, you will know what your destiny is.
Good, very good. 你差不到四十岁，才抓住一些比较重要的东西，到五十岁。才到另外一个境界去看这个世界。
Only when you're 40, you will start grasping small things that are important to you. Only when you're 50, can you look at things with true vision.
主耶稣讲这个故事的时候，没有讲这个浪子几岁才回头。
When the story was told to us, the Lord did not tell us when the prodigal son, how old he was when he turned around.
我也不想猜。
And I don't want to guess.
因为我想他拿出去的钱是很多。
Because I felt like he spent a lot of money.
一定不是两天用完。
He probably didn't spend it in just 2 days.
不是两天的事。
And so it isn't a matter of days.
用完。
He finished spending all his money.
奇怪。
Strangely enough.
外面的世界看你是看什么呢
？So what do the external world look at you by?
By what you have.
By what you have.
By what you achieve.
By what you achieve.
你有什么
？By what you have.
你成就什么
？By what you achieve.
所以我第一天我不是跟你讲 ，we are driven people.
So the first day that I told you that we are.
因为我们知道外面的人看我们就是看这些。
Because we know that is what other people look at us for.
穿什么衣服
？What we wear.
驾什么车
？What we drive.
不但穿什么衣服
，Not only what we wear，
打什么领带
，What kind of tie we have，
而且打什么领带呢？他们一定要看看你后面那个牌子
，And they will always look at the label that's on the back of the tie。
奇怪
，Strangely enough，
我在香港到街上买一条领带10块钱有。
When I was in Hong Kong， I want to buy a tie that only costed $10 Hong Kong dollars，
就是没那个牌子
，It didn't have the label，
加上一个牌子
，When you put the label on，
400块
$400，
奇怪，都是一块布。
It's the same cloth.
但是我打出去的时候，别人一看见我
，But when I put it on, other people look at it.
奇怪
very strange.
就是这样
，But it is so.
很现实的世界
，It is a very realistic world.
他凭什么来接受你
？So how would he accept you?
他知道，当他的钱用完之后
，When he has spent all his money,
朋友都不见
，All his friends disappear.
去求一个人。
Then he went to bed.
那个人怎么样对他说
？What did that person say？
啊，我给你一份工。
I'll give you some work.
在犹太人的观念当中
，In the Jewish concept，
最看不起的
，The most basest form of jobs，
就是养猪
，is to feed the pigs，
喂猪
，is to feed the pigs。
他们不吃猪
，because they didn't eat pork。
猪是 dirty，
and so pigs are regarded as unclean。
他到最重要的关头就拿到这样一份。
And so when he was really hurting, he got this particular job.
但是很奇怪。
But strangely enough,
人通常是走到这个阶段才醒悟过来。
People will only awaken when they come to the most degrading part of their life.
醒悟过来，英文有一个翻译很好。He came to his senses.
There's a very good translation in English, and that is he came to his senses.
就是他真正知道自己在哪里。
That is to say, he really actually knows where he is.
才真正知道自己的需要在哪里。
And then he really actually knows what his needs are.
他醒悟过来 ，he came to his senses.
He came to his senses.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我真的盼望
，I really hope，
我们这里的人
，that all of you here，
早一点点醒悟过来
，that you will come to your senses sooner。
会有一个好处。
But there is one good point.
我们离开我们的家。
We have left our home.
离开我们的家乡。
We have left our hometown.
就清醒一点。
And then we start to think a little bit clearer.
人都是有离开家才清醒。
A lot of times we start to think clearer after we leave.
在家里不清醒。
Or we're somewhat unclear.
人就是这么奇怪。
Humans are strange that way.
那么我告诉你，有一个我认识的朋友。
I have a friend I know.
他也是这样。
He's like that.
经过一段时间
After a certain time,
他十多岁离开香港
He left Hong Kong when he was only 10 or so.
With a dream.
He had a dream.
他知道他有一天要闯个名堂出来
He said he was going to become very famous one day.
到美国
And then he came to America.
3年就拿了一个 bachelor degree.
He got his bachelor's degree in 3 years.
然后他告诉自己
And then he told himself,
I have to be the top.
I have to be the top.
他进了医学院
And so he went to med school.
6年
For 6 years.
其他人六年拿一个 degree
people usually get one degree in 6 years
MD
Doctor of Medicine
他六年拿两个 degree
he had 2 degrees in 6 years
MD PhD
Doctor of Medicine and a Doctor of Philosophy
同时拿
same time
在美国最好的学校
it is a very famous school in America
然后出去
and then he left
那么出去的时候呢别人就告诉他小心
and then people start to warn him
他说这个社会这个Community 里头主要是犹太人的医生。
That this community is filled with Jewish doctors.
他说中国人的医生在这个犹太人的医生的群中很难 survive.
That it is very difficult as a Chinese doctor to survive amongst the Jews.
他说没问题。
He thought no problem.
他出去。
And then he started.
不到5年。
And within 5 years.
最成功的 practice.
He had the most successful practice.
再过5年。
In another 5 years.
进了最有名的医院。
He went to the most famous hospital.
在医院里头当主任。
And he started being in charge of the entire department.
其他犹太人的医生在他下面。
And he started being having control over all the other Jewish doctors.
On top.
He was on the top.
我在什么时候碰到他？
When did I meet him?
我是几年前。
Couple years ago.
有一天我到 LA， 到 Los Angeles 讲道。
One day I went to Los Angeles to preach.
在一个教堂里头。
At this particular church.
那天讲什么是生命？
What is life? What is life?
那我讲完之后，
so after I got through,
就有这个人到我面前。
And this person came to me.
只有三十多岁。
And he was only 30.
他前来就跟我讲几句话。
And so he started chit-chatting with me.
然后就对我说，
And then he told me,
今天晚上，
tonight,
请你到我家中来住。
Come to my house for a night.
我还没有试过。
And I didn't know.
讲完到碰到一个不认识的人，就请我到他家里住。
I never had this happen to me with someone I didn't know.
所以我就问他，打听一下到底是什么人。
So I started trying to find out who he was.
那我一打听说，其他人就说你去。
And after I found out, people say go.
He's really in trouble.
因为他 is really in trouble.
Perfect. 那他就说呢。他最近很 depressed， 就你有机会跟他谈谈最好。
They said that he's really depressed recently, so why don't you spend some time with him?
那我就说好，我就那天晚上就跟坐上他的车。
And that night I went, I got in his car.
Rolls Royce.
It was a Rolls Royce.
车到了一区。
And I went to this neighborhood.
我一看，哎，怎么样？没有街灯在这里。
That there is no lights, no street lights.
他说我们这一区不许有街灯的。
We said that this community disallows any street lights.
打扰我们睡觉。
Because it disturbs our sleep.
然后就死进去。
And then we went in.
哎，然后他就看，哎，这个就是我的家。
And then he pointed out, this is my home.
那边有一个马房。
Then there is a stable over there.
他说那边盖一个新的房子，因为我的房子太小。
And I said, we're building an extension to my house because it is too small.
那我明白为什么小。
And then I started to understand why it was so small.
我一进去，
as soon as I got,
他先带我进他的书房。
He took me to his study.
哇，书房都起码2000尺的书房。
And the study itself is at least 2,000 square feet.
我知道为什么小，那放很多很大的石膏像在那里。
Because there's a lot of marble sculptures in his home. That's why it was small.
然后就坐下来。
And then we sat down.
他拿一张照片出来。
He gave me this photograph.
给我看。
So that I may look at it.
看。
When I looked at it.
太太很漂亮。
He had a very pretty wife.
很美丽的小孩子，三个孩子。
They had very angelic looking children.
哦，我说 beautiful.
So I thought beautiful.
然后我看看他。
And then I looked at him.
我知道不 beautiful.
And I didn't see any.
你看一个人，你就看他的眼睛。
Look, if you look at somebody, look at his eyes.
没有神。
That they were not strength,
垂下去。
That they were sagging,
depressed, 很低沉。
He was very, very depressed.
然后他就抬起头来。
And then he lifted his head up.
第一句
，the first words,
so what?
He said, so what?
大概36岁。
He was only 36-ish.
He got all he wanted.
He had everything he wanted.
现在看 psychiatrist.
But now he visits a psychiatrist.
吃很多药。
He has to take these different medicines.
他说已经找了很多很多不同的书。
He said he has read through many, many books.
文艺的书，文学的书，哲学的书，
philosophy books.
他说 so what?
But all still give him so what?
那天晚上我跟他谈。
So that night we talked.
谈到3点钟。
We talked till 3 a.m.
还没有结果。
And we still didn't have a result.
但是他感觉，我知道你讲的。
But he felt that whatever I was saying.
我感觉你讲的东西我没有。
He felt like whatever I was talking.
但是他感觉。
But he felt.
好像有一步他冲不过去。
That there was a certain step he couldn't cross.
我不可以放下很多东西。
Because I couldn't let go.
所以，就谈到那里。
So we ended there.
以后每一次我到 Los Angeles， 他就找我。
And then every time I would visit Los Angeles, he would come to me.
每次他到香港，他就找我。
And every time he would visit Hong Kong, he would come to me.
但是还没有。
But
冲出来。
He still couldn't.
弟兄姐妹，有些人在这个醒悟过来的过程挣扎很久。
Brothers and sisters, some people take a first.
他知道自己缺少一些东西。
He knows he lacks certain things.
但是好像没有办法可以冲出去。
He could not cross that step.
那天那个浪子就不同。
But that the prodigal son was different.
他很快。
Very quickly.
他醒悟过来。
He came to his senses.
突然之间他发觉他缺少的东西在哪里。
He knew where he could find the things he lacked.
他需要自由。
He needed freedom.
他现在出来，他知道没有真自由。
When he came out, left home, he felt his.
他需要被接纳。
He wanted to be accepted.
他现在发觉周围的人接纳他是有条件的。
He found that people were accepting him with certain conditions.
他希望生命当中有刺激。
He wanted excitement in his life.
但发觉 sensational 的东西不能够长期维持下去。
But he felt things that are of great sensation could not be offered for long duration. So he came to his senses.
他就说。
He said,
我回去。
He was going to return.
很重要的两句。
Two very important sentences.
我今天晚上记住这两句。
Remember these.
我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
I sinned against heaven and I sinned against you.
我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
I sinned against heaven.
一个真正醒悟过来的人，
One person who truly
他一定知道这两句话。
He knows these two words.
得罪天，
sinned against heaven.
得罪人，
sinned against man.
回家最重要的两句话。
The two most important things when you go home.
你突然之间知道
All of a sudden, you know.
原来你家里的人真的爱你。
The people around you decided to refute those people who love you and the God who loves you.
所以他起来。
And so now he came to his senses.
就回去。
He returned home.
回去最动人的一幕就在那里。
And a very touching scene when he got home.
我不知道其实他离开家多久。
I don't know how long he was gone.
我尝试把我放在这个父亲的位置。
Sometimes I try to act out the role of the father.
其实父亲是去儿子。
Because the father went to get the son,
已经很伤心
and he was very sad because
我碰到很多这一类的人
I've
有些是自己的丈夫离开
Sometimes the husband leaves
有些儿子因不同的原因离开
Sometimes the son leaves
家里某些人离开
Or somebody in the family leaves
他们通常就这样讲
And they always say
他说我可以不可以
He said can I or can I not
就当我的儿子死
Pretend my son is dead
当我的丈夫死
Pretend my husband is dead
我告诉你
I tell you
这样反而容易
That is easier
你当他死掉
If you pretend he's dead
我自己看
When I look at it
把我放在这个父亲的位置
If I look at the role of the father
我可能就是这样
That's probably what I would do
我就当死
I will pretend he's dead
生小一个儿子
That I will be one less son
算
And then I will just let go
奇怪
Strangely enough
这个父亲不是这样。
This father didn't act that way.
他选择另外一条更难走的路。
He chose another more difficult road to travel by.
每天站在门口。
Every day he would go outside and stand.
再看。
He would look.
儿子有没有回来。
Whether his son would return.
真是难。
It is hard.
我们很少从这个角度去了解我们的父神。
Very rarely do we try to understand our heavenly father in this angle.
A waiting father.
The role of the awaiting father.
我最近看一本书的名字就是叫 Waiting Father.
I recently read a book, and the name of the book was Waiting Father.
Waiting Father, 他在等
because he is waiting.
等他心爱的儿子回家
so that his beloved son will return home.
就站在那里
so he was standing there.
等他回来
he was waiting.
等他回来
he was waiting.
而且
and
你要想象那个儿子。跑回去的时候
you can imagine when the son comes back,
他从哪里跑回去
Where was he coming back from?
从那个养猪的地方跑回去
From the place where he was working feeding pigs
跑了回去的时候
So as he was running home
还没有到
And before he got there
父亲已经出来
The father was out already
拥抱着他
And they started having a hug
连连的亲嘴
And then he kissed him
是什么味道
Do you know how that would feel?
我就想
Then I would think
又是我知道
If it was me
我的反应怎么样
What would my reactions be
我的反应是这样、
It would be like this
你回来了吗
you're back
起码也要叫他洗个澡
Then I would probably ask him to go take a bath
把那些脏东西洗干净才来见我
Get rid of all the dirty stuff on him and then come and see me
没有
But no, that's not what happened
就是这样
Just as it was.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
我就感觉家是什么呢
And then how, what is a home?
家是一个地方你可以回去
A home is where you can return.
Just as you are.
Just as you are.
你知道你的家里人接受你
Because you're
没有其他条件的 就是你本来这个样子
just as you are.
他就是这样爱你
and that they will still love you.
没有其他的
no conditions.
很多青年人问我
a lot of youth ask me,
怎么选 对象
what kind of spouse should I pick?
我只是告诉他一个秘诀
one secret I tell them,
到他家里去看看
go to his or her home.
真的在家里是最真的
and to see how they really
你看看他怎么样对他母亲
how does they treat their mom?
他将来就是这样对你
and that is how they will treat you
对不对
true
很多太太就是没有做这一步
a lot of wives you now may regret because you
所以现在就是吃苦了
and so now you regret
你没有看到本来的样子
because you didn't see how his original shape was
你说啊好像神牧师说啊原来你是这样的他本来就是这样的
you say, ah, this is how you are but that is how they originally are
家就是这样
and home is like that
just as you are
and you come just as you are
没有条件
no conditions
那背后是什么
so what is behind all this
饶恕 forgiveness
forgiveness
饶恕
forgiveness
今天沈牧师讲一个故事
Pastor Chen told us a story today
就是犹太人跟德国人第二次世界大战之后的故事
and it's a story after the World War II on the war between the Jews and the Germans
我看很多这里的故事
I've read a lot of these stories
是真的
it's true
forgiveness 是很难的
it is very difficult to forgive
很难的我听到另外一个故事
I heard another story
有一个德军
there was a German soldier
feel so bad
he felt so bad
他有去找一个犹太人求他饶恕
and he went to this Jew to ask for forgiveness
他说 no way
the Jew said no way
不可能
impossible
结果
and then
那个德军出去就自杀
the German soldier went and committed suicide
这里的故事我听过不止多少
I've heard so many of these stories
但是有一个很好动人的故事
there is a very touching story
那这个故事呢我相信你们可能有一部分人听过
Perhaps some of you have heard the story before.
不然你应该看过他写的书。
Others may have read him.
那这个故事的主角呢是 Corrie Ten Boom.
The main character of this book was called Corrie Ten Boom.
他写的书呢叫 Hiding Place.
The book that she wrote was The Hiding Place.
中文翻译了密室。
The translation is The Secret Room.
电影都拍了。
And there's a movie for it.
叫 Hiding Place.
It's called Hiding Place.
很动人的故事。
It's the story of many people.
Corrie Ten Boom, 他自己也进到集中营。
It is the story of Corrie Ten Boom going into the concentration camp.
他信主的。
She's a Christian.
后来没有死。
She didn't die.
出来。
She was released.
出来之后，他自己发觉一件事。
She discovered something.
所有很多德国人都很内疚。
That all the Germans felt.
所以他就到处讲一个故事。
And so she always told one story.
Forgiveness. 饶恕。
Forgiveness. How to forgive.
饶恕。所以他到处就讲这篇道。
So wherever she went, she preached on forgiveness.
有一天
，one day，
他来到一个地方
，she came to a certain place.
讲饶恕。
She talked about forgiveness.
那讲完之后，他出去。
And after she finished speaking,
有一个人前来
，somebody came and talked to her.
握着她的手
，they took her hand.
就对她说
，and told her，
你可以饶恕我吗
？Can you forgive me？
就伸出她的手来。
And he extended his hand.
Corrie Ten Boom 一看
，and when Corrie Ten Boom focused and looked,
忽然之间一幕就出来了。
She all of a sudden remembered a scene.
忽然之间很深刻的一个面孔就出来。
A very clearly recalled face came up.
我不知道有没有看 Hiding Place.
I don't know if you read the book.
我刚才讲这一段不在 Hiding Place 里头。
The what I described to you is not in the book.
刚才那段不在 Hiding Place 那本书。
And it is not within that book called The Hiding Place.
下面这一段在 Hiding Place 里头。
And what I'm about to tell you is,
你还记得 Corrie Ten Boom 进去集中营的那天发生的事吗
？Do you remember what occurred to Corrie Ten Boom the day she went into the concentration?
她进去的时候
，when she went in,
要把所有的东西放下。
She had to get rid of everything.
然后把所有身上的衣服脱下。
She had to take off all her clothes.
然后就到一个很大。的洗澡间
and then they went to this great place to take a shower
洗澡洗个澡
and then she went to take a shower
然后呢再穿上集中营里头的衣服
and then had to put on the prison uniforms
才再拿自己的东西再被检查
then you get your belongings back and then
才进到集中营里头
and then you go into the camp
他忽然之间呢那一幕就出现
and so all of a sudden that scene appeared
一个面孔就出现
this face came out clearly
那个面孔是什么呢
and what is that face
现在求他饶恕这个人是谁呢
Who is the person that's asking for
his
forgiveness
right now? 就是那一天她脱光衣服在洗澡的时候。
And that is the face that one day that showed when she was taking off her clothes and taking her bath.
有一个德国的军人。
That there was one German.
就站在哪里。
That he was standing there.
看着她。
And he was looking at her.
看着一起在哪里洗澡的女的。
And he was looking at all the women that was taking a shower.
She hated that man.
And there was someone that she hated.
她看她的眼睛。
And she looked at
him. 她看着你。
And she hated him.
She hated him.
It was a person that she hated.
就是这个年龄。
Now that is the person right now.
突然之间就站在那里。
And all of a sudden, the person is in front of her.
很奇怪。
And very strangely,
她的手没有办法可以抬得起。
She felt she could not lift her hand.
你有没有试过？
Have you tried this?
有人伸出手。
When someone extends their hand,
你的手抬不起。
That you could not.
不愿抬起。
Because you don't feel like it.
或者是你有没有试过另外一件事？
Have you felt?
就是你伸出手。
When you tried to extend your hand,
对面不伸出他的手
and then they would not.
Corey Ten Boom 在那个时间
during that brief moment, Corey Ten Boom,
他低下头
she lowered her head,
他祷告
she prayed,
一个很简单的祷告
very simple prayer.
他说
she said,
主耶稣
Lord Jesus,
你饶恕
forgive me,
因为我不能够饶恕这个人
because I cannot forgive him.
然后一幕就出来了。
And then another scene,
就是主耶稣被钉十字架的那一幕。
And that is the crucifixion of Christ.
主耶稣讲了一句话。
One sentence from Christ.
Father, forgive them.
Father, forgive them.
For they know not what they do.
For they know not what they do.
他就明白过来。
And then she understood.
Forgiveness is not cheap.
That forgiveness is not cheap.
太多人讲饶恕。
Many people talk about forgiveness.
讲的是廉价的饶恕。
Talk about a very cheap forgiveness.
Dr. John Stott 写了一本书。
Dr. John Stott wrote a book.
讲饶恕。
Talk about forgiveness.
他说大部分人的讲饶恕是 cheap forgiveness.
The majority of the people talk about forgiveness.
另外一位心理学家讲饶恕。
Another psychiatrist talk about forgiveness.
Forgive and forget.
Forgive and forget.
你看过那本书没有？
Have you read that book?
我第一次看那本书。
The first time that I read it.
我要买。
I wanted to buy it.
为什么要买？
Because
我喜欢 forget 那个字。
Because I like to forgive.
我喜欢 forget 那个字。
I like the word called forget.
我说 forgive 很难。
And I said, forgive and forget.
我要学怎么样去 forget.
I need to forget.
现在我发觉很多人
and discover a lot of you.
他们没有 forgive.
They never forgive.
他们告诉我
they tell me.
我已经 forget.
They said, I have already forgiven.
现在不相信这些人
but I don't believe them.
我打开那本书
because I will open the book.
第一课
first lesson.
告诉我什么
what do they tell me?
没有 forget 这回事
you cannot forget.
我想把书退回去还钱给我。
I want to return the book for a refund.
我本来就是要学 forget， 你告诉我没有 forget。
Learn forget and the book.
其实我知道
，but I know.
我的医学就是叫我知道。
My physician's training.
人的脑袋没有 forget 这回事。
That is very difficult to forget from within.
有什么呢？有 suppression.
We can suppress.
压下去。
We can suppress.
有 repression.
We can have repression.
把它放到背后。
We can put it.
没有 forget.
But we don't have forget.
Forgiveness 是什么呢？
So what is forgiveness?
你付出一个代价。
It is to pay a price.
所以我们讲这个回家的故事在哪里呢？
And so why do we talk about
the story? 神是饶恕我们。
Because God forgives.
他是饶恕是为什么呢？
Why does he forgive?
他的儿子愿意担当我们的罪。
Because his son is willing to bear.
他儿子担当我们的罪，上十字架。
Because he was willing to go so far as to be crucified.
为我们死。
So that he died for us.
好叫我们的罪。
So that our sins.
他一笔勾销。
May be careful and total.
看他儿子的份上。
And so because of what his son did.
Forgive.
Then we were forgiven.
那个儿子就回去。
And so the son returned.
他父亲付了很多代价。
There was a heavy price paid by the father.
很多眼泪。
A lot of tears.
很多等待。
A lot of waiting.
很多被人误会。
A lot of misunderstanding.
另外儿子也误会他。
And he was misunderstanding his older son.
这么笨的父亲
，How come the father is so stupid？
付这么多的代价
，How come he pays such a？
这个儿子不中用
，That this
这样就把他接回来
，Why should he come back？
He paid the price，
but the father paid the price。
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
千千万万的人
，All of you out there，
因为不明白 forgiveness，
because they can't understand forgiveness，
所以不敢回家。
They dare not return home.
很多人在家外漂流。
A lot of you are still wondering.
因为他们不相信有 forgiveness 这回事。
Because they do not believe they can.
他们不相信。
They can't believe.
有这么便宜吗？
They can't believe it so could be so cheap.
我做了这么多事。
I did so much.
回去就可以了吗？
How could I just simply return?
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
就是这么简单。
It is so.
但是人通常要去到一个最低点 才醒悟过来。
But sometimes we will only come to our senses when we come to our basis position.
我继续讲我刚才没有讲完的另外一个故事。
I want to tell you another story which I didn't quite finish.
其实那位朋友，我名字也可以告诉你。
I want to tell you this, my friend.
我在 Los Angeles 这位朋友。
My friend in Los Angeles.
现在不在 Los Angeles.
He is not in Los Angeles anymore.
等会我告诉你他在哪里。
Let me tell you where he is now.
他的名字叫许志伟。
His name is 许志伟。
Dr. Edwin Hui.
Dr. Edwin Hui.
我几年跟他，我看起码两年当中就是几次这样接触。
For 2 years, we met in the way that I described.
有一天我在香港。
One day in Hong Kong.
我在办公室。
I was in my office.
收到一个长途电话。
I got a long distance call.
一接听长途电话。
As soon as I picked it up.
原来是这个 Edwin Hui 的太太打电话给我。
It was Edwin Hui's wife.
他说不得了。
He said something great has happened.
请你为我丈夫祷告。
Pray for my husband.
我说为什么？
I said why?
他说他要做一个很大的手术。
He said he is going to go through a big operation.
我说什么手术？
I said what operation?
他说肝癌。
He said to take care of cancer on the pancreas.
Liver cancer.
Liver cancer.
肝癌。对我们医学的人来讲，
for someone who is medically trained,
肝癌 is terrible.
This is something very terrible.
从发觉开始。
From the date of its discovery,
通常是三个月。
Usually you only have 3 months.
三个月。
3 months.
所以我就问，怎么样？
So I asked her.
她说 it's bad, it's spreaded, 已经散开。
She said it's already spreading.
所以我收到那个电话就，
So as soon as I got the phone call,
很低沉。
I was very low.
我回到我的房间。
I went back to my room.
低头就为她祷告。
And I rolled my head and prayed for him.
我不知道怎么样祷告。
I don't know how to pray.
我真的不知道。
I really didn't.
我没有想到这样发展。
I didn't know things were going to turn out this way.
很奇怪。
But strangely enough,
再隔了不到大概一个星期左右。
But in about another week or so,
我收到一封四张纸的信。
I received a 4-page letter.
就是一个 Dr. Edwin Hui 写给我。
And it is from Dr. Edwin Hui.
就把整个故事告诉我。
He told me the entire story.
那这个故事呢？后来我再到温哥华看见他，后来他上了温哥华，跟他在。
As I met him later on in Ottawa.
那么刚刚两个月之前，我再到温哥华又碰到他。
And then 2 months later, I went to Ottawa again.
再谈。
And then we talk again.
就把整个故事完整的可以告诉你。
And we pieced the entire story together.
好，我就告诉你。
And let me tell you the story.
故事是怎么样
？This is how it went.
他还是 depressed. 我跟他谈了好几次。
He was still depressed after our conversations.
不过开始呢，就对信仰重新有一点点的。兴趣
but he started having this little interest in his faith.
但是还是不愿意回去。
But he still didn't want to.
直到一天
until one day,
突然之间
all of a sudden,
一个 routine 的检查，一个
a very routine physical exam,
就发觉有肝
revealed that he had liver cancer.
因为他是有名的医生
because he was a famous doctor.
所以三间在哪里最出名的医院的医生都一起来看他
because he was very famous.Three doctors from 3 different hospitals came to see him.
做了 scan.
They did the scan.
Liver biopsy.
They did the liver biopsy.
组织抽出来做检查。
And they took cultures.
肝癌。
And they confirmed the diagnosis.
散开。
And it has spread.
那么医生对他说。
And so the doctors told him.
你可以试试看。
You can try.
Operate.
To operate.
不过 prognosis is bad.
But the prognosis is very bad.
他知道完了。
He said there is no hope.
到处找人谈。
He went to talk to many different people.
很多人安慰他。
A lot of people tried.
有一天晚上，他躺在床上。
One day he was laying in bed.
突然间想起一个人。
All of a sudden he remembered somebody.
这个是他从前在香港的时候。
It is someone that in Hong Kong.
跟他碰过面的一个传道人。
That he knew was an evangelist.
不然为什么那天他就想起他
？And all of a sudden he remembered him.
就打个电话给他。
So he called him.
就说哎呀。我想起你，我现在有肝癌，不知道怎么样办，有没有什么话跟我讲？
What to do? So can you comfort me?
没想到那个传道人对他怎么讲？
And then that preacher said,
他说肝癌
is a liver cancer,
死症
you're going to die.
你死之前
before you die,
三件事
three things.
第一
number one,
你向神认罪
confess your sin,
悔改。第二
two,
向你太太认罪
confess your sin,
你对你太太不住，你过去对她不好。第三。
Thirdly,
向你的儿女认罪
confess your sins.
你没有好好做一个父亲
because you are not a good father.
不对
so you didn't do right.
你身体现在已经这样
because now
时间不多
you have very little
三件事要做
three things you must do.
他拿了电话
and so he took his phone.
Surprise,
He was very surprised.
放下。
So he left, he put the phone down.
他说每个人都安慰我。
He said, all of you, all of the people comforted me.
只有他骂我。
Except this preacher, he
chastised. 岂有此理。
Why is it?
他坐在那里。
So he sat there.
忽然之间就哭起来。
He started crying all of a sudden.
他跪下来。
He knelt.
认罪。
He confessed sins.
向神认罪。
Towards his God.
然后他请他太太来。
And he asked forgiveness.
太太，我对不起你。
He said, I have wronged you, my wife.
过去这么多年。
All of these years,
没有照顾你。
I didn't take care of.
我要抓我要抓的东西。
I want to grab.
我没有好好做丈夫。
I didn't do be a good husband.
对不起。
I'm sorry.
让叫他的儿女来。
And then he took his sons and daughters
一起跪下。
And they all knelt.
对他的儿子说。
And he told his sons,
对不起。
I am sorry.
我没有做你的父亲。
Because I was not a good father.
对不起。
I am sorry.
一家人抱头痛哭。
And the entire family cried.
然后他说。
And then he said,
我不知道。
I don't know.
说反正他们要开刀。
They're going to operate on me.
就让他们开刀。
And so let's go through with it.
我心里很平安。
I feel
peace.
Peace.
很平安。就这样进手术室。
And then he went into the operating room.
奇怪的是在后头。
And the strange thing came later.
医生开刀。
And after he was broken open, and then they see,
cancer 在哪里？
Where is the cancer?
所以再把肝割了一部分。
And so they chopped part of his liver off,
送去做 pathology.
And then they did more pathology.
Pathology 回来。
And the report came back,
benign.
Benign.
不是癌。
Not malign.
然后再查过去的报告。
And then look at the previous reports.
It's cancer.
It was cancer.
那所以几个医生就来找他。
And so all the doctors came to look him up again.
说 Dr. Hui, we are so sorry.
We are so sorry.
Because we don't know what happened.
Because we don't know what happened.
Dr. Hui, 看看那个报告。
And when Dr. Hui looked at the report,
他说 it's alright.
Says it's okay.
I know what happened.
Because I know what happened.
God healed me.
God healed me.
几个医生看看他。
And all the doctors looked at him.
They didn't know what to say.
They did not know what to say.
然后他就说。
And then he said,
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
好，那然后呢？
And then,
他就决定。
He decided.
把他的 practice 卖掉。
He would sell his practice.
他有一个好的朋友。
He had a good friend.
很好的朋友。
A very good.
就以为他情绪太不好。
He thought that he was going through emotional changes.
要卖掉那个 practice.
He wanted to sell his
practice. 那所以呢，他就出很高钱要把他的 practice 买回来，好把这个 practice 再送给他。
He wanted to buy his practice so that with very high price and then give it to him as a gift.
不过
，but
在那个 town 里头，另外一个犹太人医生
，but in that city there's another Jewish doctor.
一直是他的死对头
，and it was his arch rival.
出很高的价钱
，and he also
就把那个 practice 买去
，high price and he bought it.
那么所以那个好朋友就后来找到 Dr. Hui。
And then the good friend came to see Dr. Wei.
他说对不起。
He said, I'm sorry.
我其实要把你的 practice 买了送回给你。
I wanted to buy your practice and give it back to you as a gift.
我没有做到，很对不起。
But I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
他说 I'm glad you didn't do it.
He said, I'm glad you didn't do it.
他说我卖掉这个 practice 因为我知道。
He said, I sold this practice because I know.
我不再做医生。
I no longer want to be a doctor.
我要进神学院。
And I'm going to seminary.
我感觉神呼召我。
Because I felt God has called me.
我要做另外一件事。
I want to do something else.
还好你没有买，你买了送给我就害死我。
Because if you did, then now I would have it back again.
结果他卖掉。
And so he did sell his practice.
所以跟着我看见他就在温哥华。
And then I saw him in Ottawa again.
温哥华 ，Vancouver.
Vancouver.
那么他在 Vancouver 的神学院 Regent College 念。
And then he went to attend school in Regent College.
那次我其实我经过 Vancouver， 没有离开机场。
And I passed through the airport.
他知道我去
，He knew I was coming.
所以就带着太太、带着孩子来看我。
His entire family, his wife.
我一看他
，And when I saw him,
不同
，It's different.
你看他的眼睛
，You can look at his eyes.
There's light shining from the eyes.
There is lights shining from his.
他太太整个样子都改变
，His wife's entire countenance changed.
他告诉我
，He told me,
原来读圣经这么过瘾。
That it is very good to read the Bible.
现在每天十个小时都是看圣经。
That he spends 10 hours a day.
Oh, it's exciting.
Because it is so exciting.
我刚刚两个月之前再到温哥华。
Two months ago, I went to Vancouver again.
他刚刚毕业。
And he just graduated.
神学院把他留下来。
And the seminary kept him.
请他在 Regent College 教书。
That he will become a professor at Regent College.
叫 Medical Ethics.
And he will teach Medical Ethics.
我看他。
I saw him.
现在驾的车是 Datsun.
The car that he drives now is a Datsun.
现在房子
The house that he lives in now
真的很小
It is really very small.
But he's so happy.
But he is so happy.
回家了
Because he has come home.
找到他的家
Because he has found his home.
他发觉他的太太原来这么可爱。
He discovered how lovely his wife truly is.
原来他的儿女这么可爱。
That how lovable his
children are. He never knew.
Because he never knew.
他发觉他的父神这么可爱。
Because he discovered how lovable his father, heavenly father is.
他信主的那天。
The day that he believed.
是三十七岁。
He was 37.
还不到四十啊。
He wasn't 48.
He came to his senses.
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 弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
回家吧
It is time to come.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers,
有时候我们不知道
Sometimes we don't know.
我们放弃的
That we have given away.
我们拒绝的
That we have refuted.
其实是最宝贵的
It is the most precious.
真的
True.
父神在等待
Our Heavenly Father.
要我们回家
He wants us to come home.
回家他的儿子已经担当我们的罪
Because his son already
从死里复活好像我们可以回家、
so、that we can come
他的接纳是完全的
His acceptance is total.
而且那种 joy 是很难描写
And then the joy is
圣经里都告诉我们
the Bible
一个浪子回家
home,
父神欢喜
the father is
全家欢喜
the entire family
天上的天使都欢喜
so
我告诉你我这个朋友 Edwin 回家的时候
when Edwin returned home,
他的太太眼泪丢下来
His joy, because of joy.
他的家人很欢喜
His entire family,
他自己很欢喜
His, he himself,
天使天君都欢喜很多人不明白这个父亲说因为这个儿子是死而复活的
because the son
死而复活的弟兄姐妹
alive,
我做人已经四十多年
I'm a father now.
我回顾的时候
when I look back,
最兴奋的时刻
the most exciting moment,
第一我信主
one, when I became a Christian,
第二所以我的家人信主的时候
two,
我昨天告诉你我的儿子信主的时候
you, when my son
我妈妈信主的时候
when my mother
眼泪就滴下来而且我很多人就会问我为什么我现在做我现在做的东西
Why am I doing what
我告诉你
I tell you,
他看见一个罪人悔改
because when I see a sinner,
回到神的家的时候
when they come back to God's home,
那种 joy,
the joy that you can experience,
因为他得到的是永恒的
Because what you see
我在医院可以救一个人
I may save someone in the hospital,
但是我知道我救他
I know I can save
可以把他生命延长一两年
maybe extend his life, one or two years,
一十年二十年
maybe 10 or 20
他还是要过去
but he will still die,
但是我知道
but I know,
他回到神的家
when he come to the gospel,
forever,
it is a forever thing,
forever,
it is a forever thing,
eternal,
it is eternal,
在神的家里头
and he will be home, be God's home,
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
基督教
Christianity
不单是一个理性的问题
it is also, it is not only intellectual,
不单是科学的问题
it is a scientific,
不单是见证的问题
it is a testimonial faith,
it's a matter of love,
but it is a matter of love,
a matter of home,
but it is a matter of hope coming home,
come home,
come home,
a challenge to come home.
So the challenge to you today is to come home.
请各位低头
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告
Let us pray.
当各位低头的时候
When your head is lowered,
我相信今天晚上
I believe that tonight,
是我们当中很多人醒悟过来的时间
that it is a time for many of you to come to your senses.
我们发觉
we discover,
我们真正需要的是什么
what we truly and really need.
我们过去要抓的
a lot of things that we want to grasp in the past,
可能都已经得到
maybe we already got it.
还是缺少一点点
but we still lack something.
但是我们知道
but we know,
我们的天父在等待
our Heavenly Father is there.
可能我们信主的家人也在等待
maybe that our Christian family is already
等待我们回家的一天
to wait that we may come.
等到我们回到父家的一天
so that we may return to our father's home.
我盼望今天晚上
I hope that tonight,
你就好像那个浪子一样
you can be like that prodigal son,
鼓起勇气
that you can have
你对父神说
you can tell
我得罪了天
I have sinned
又得罪了你
I have sin,
我今天要回家
but I'm returning home.
求你接受我
May you accept me.
我要再做你的儿女
Because I want to be your son.
在我们当中有没有人
Is there anyone of you among us?
今天晚上
Tonight,
你说我愿意接受主耶稣
want to make this decision to
我愿意回到这个家
want to return to the home
这个属灵的家
The spiritual home,
这个天父在等待我回的家
the one that my heavenly father
请你举起你的手
if you would raise your hand,
我为你做一个祷告
I will pray for you.
请你举手
raise your hand, please.
然后放下我为你祷告好好先放下好还有其他的吗
Are there any more?
你说今天晚上
anymore?
我就愿意回家
you want to come home tonight?
我愿意接受这位救主
you want to accept Jesus
我不但是理性接受他
not only accept him,
我愿意把我的心给他
and also give him my heart.
还有其他的没有
Are there any others?
你说今天晚上我就接受这位主
you say tonight that you're going to accept
所以你把你右手举起然后放下来
Raise your right hand.
好先放下
Thank you.
还有其他的没有
any others?
你说今天晚上
you say tonight,
我愿意接受这位救主
I would accept the Savior
做我的主
as my own personal Savior.
还有其他的没有
Are there any others?
好好请放下来
Thank you
好楼上的有没有
Anyone upstairs
还有其他的没有
Any others
我为你做一个祷告
I want to pray with you
好请你们都站起来我们一起祷告
May we all stand up I will pray with you
请各位一起站起来我们同心祷告亲爱的天父
Heavenly Father
我们得罪了天也得罪了你
we sinned against heaven, we sinned against you.
有时候我们得罪的是我们最亲爱的人
Sometimes we sinned against those that are dearest to us.
我们感谢你
we thank you.
借助主耶稣的死
Because of Christ's death,
你赦免了我们
you forgive us.
借助主耶稣的复活
Because of his resurrection,
你赐给我们新的生命
you give us new life.
我们感谢你
we thank you.
今天晚上
Tonight,
我们愿意回家
we want to go home.
接受你的爱
We want to accept your love.
接受你的赦免
we accept your forgiveness.
接受你赐的新生命
we accept a new life.
我们感谢你
we thank you.
这样的祷告
we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
求 in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好举手你这个时间你说我也愿意接受主耶稣
and even if you didn't raise your hand,
请你到前面来
walk forward.
我为你做一个祷告
I will pray for you.
我们一起唱奇异恩典第十首第一节第二节, 第二节唱的时间请你们到前面来
Amazing Grace While we sing, walk forward
第二节唱的时间请你到前面来你可以请你的朋友陪你一起到前面来好一二三请但是我的心里头为你们非常的沉重
I don't know how many of you are not yet believers but my heart is saddened on behalf of you
今天已经是夏令会最后的一天
This is the last evening for the summer camp
我相信这几天神是对我们讲话
I believe that God has spoken to us.
每一个人
，to all of us.
因为我这个时候想起的
，what I'm thinking now，
就是那个站在门口的父亲
，is that father that stood outside.
他的饶恕是真的。
His forgiveness is real.
有时候我们不敢相信。
Sometimes we dare not believe.
中国人很难相信 forgiveness.
Chinese is very difficult to believe in forgiveness.
因为我们的武侠小说都是一代一代的报仇下去。
Because our kung fu books always tells you how to revenge.
真的，我们不相信有 forgiveness.
We do not believe in forgiveness.
但是弟兄姐妹
，But brothers and sisters,
这个信仰最宝贵的就是这样。
The most precious point.
所以一定是十字架。
Because of there is
没有十字架
because if there isn't that,
没有饶恕
then there is no forgiveness.
So it's not cheap.
So it wasn't cheap.
It's not cheap.
It isn't cheap.
所以弟兄姐妹，要是你有朋友在这里还没有信主，
So brothers and sisters, if you know people around you who are not yet believers,
可能你伸出你的手，
perhaps you would reach out your hand,
邀请他，
you would invite them
到前面来，
to come down here.
你对他说，
you tell them,
God loves you.
God loves you.
God forgives you.
That God will forgive you.
It's real.
It is true. It is real.
I know it.
Because I know it.
I know it. 弟兄姐妹，我们再唱第一节、第二节。
Let us sing verses one.
唱的时间，请你到前面来。
If while we're singing,
come home.
Come home.
Come home.
Come home.
Come home. 我们一起唱。
Let us sing again.
唱的时候，你可以陪你的家人、陪你的朋友，没有信主的到前面来。
For those family members, for those of you,
有一些刚才举，有好像还有一两位举手没有出来的，请你都可以到前面来。
There were some that raised your hand a while ago that are not down here yet. Please come.
Amazing grace, 奇异恩典。现象
There is a very strange phenomenon.
平常呢，通常讲布道会
Whenever you talk about evangelistic meeting,
先出来的都是女的
Usually the women will come up first.
今天站在前面全部都是男的
They're all men here.
可能下次我讲就一个父亲有两个女儿
I'll tell you a story about one father and two daughters.
女儿也可以回家。
It's okay for the daughters to return home too.
没有 sex bias. 奇怪。
It's very strange.
但是很感谢主。
But thank God.
I'm so glad the man came.
I'm so glad that all of you came.
通常是女的先上来。
But usually the woman will come first.
各位，我不知道怎么样称呼女孩子。就我们在唱的时候，请你们也回家。真的，一二三四五六七八九十，十一个站在前面，全部都是男的，奇怪。我们在唱的时候呢，我们当中女的，就这个父亲还有女儿的，我没有讲下去而已。他还有两个女儿，那后来都回家了。所以啊，就请你们，我们再唱第一节、第二节。我很喜欢这两节，那么很高兴这些出来的很认真，而且真的一个回家的心情。第二，就请你到前面来。
Sing verses one and two, come.